apparently women are turned on by jazz music because jazz music is complicated. It's complex. There's lots to it. It's all layered and stuff.
Syncopated rhythms.
I beg your pardon?
Syncopated rhythms.
That's exactly the two words I was going to use next, darling, yes. This is according to a new study by the University of Sussex. When asked to choose between composers of different types of music for A Night of Love, they opted for the writer of a difficult piece over one who produced a simple tune. Okay, so you know rock songs and stuff that is quite simple and with a simple melody. Not interested. Complicated pieces of jazz music, that does it. Apparently, offbeat rhythms proved more of a turn on than simple chords and melodies. Okay, so the offbeat rhythm method is what we need to go for. The findings back Charles Darwin's theory that music's primary function is for courtship.
Oh?
Yeah, Charles Darwin said that. That's the only reason we have music is because it's to get you in the mood for love.
Oh.
And I think there's something in that. And I think everybody has a song that gets them in the mood, right? I mean, a mood song. If you're going, you know, maybe that last half glass of wine, just, you know, before you go to bed, maybe put this on on your speaker system and it would get you in the mood. So,
sorry, I dropped my pen with a thought. Sorry.
Control yourself, Arlene. Maybe I have to stop this music. So, do you have a song, Arlene? Do you have a song that does it for you?
Well, it's not deliberate, but every time I hear Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman,
yes,
it's just that, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get this. This is a...
And it makes me feel good about being a woman, and I feel that I want to embrace my curves and hope that someone else wants to as well.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, and then I want to take my clothes off and just dance naked.
Spoiling it for us now, Arlene. What about you, Marty? Do you have a song that does it for you?
Oh, it's got to be a bit of R&B, something like Another Level or something like that.
Another Level?
Another Level.
Yeah. I remember this song.
Well, so, Ken, it's got that groove again, hasn't it?
Yeah,
this is your song that makes you... Yeah. R&B does that as well, yeah. I would imagine lots of people would pick an R&B song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, steady up.
Hang on a minute.
Go to your room.
That's really rude.
Actually, don't go to your room.
Just stay there. I want to be able to keep my eye on you.
Okay. Stand in the corner.
In the corner. Sorry.
For me, my song that really gets me in the mood for love is a Take That song. It only takes a minute. Not that one.
You lie.
It's this one.
Oh, no, this is depressing.
Press the wrong button. Story of my life, really. So, yeah, okay, this is fourth one.
No, not doing it for me.
Is it not?
No.
So, what song gets you in the mood? This is from Martin from Portobello. He says, the other night, I couldn't have timed it better. I stepped out the shower and I had a towel wrapped round me. And just as I stepped into my bedroom, Marvin Gaye... And Let's Get It On came on. I did a wee shuffle to myself. couple of claps for the fire to come on, and it made me go weak at the knees. That is good, isn't it? Yeah, I can picture you there, Martin, with that towel around you.
Yeah.
What have you got, Arlene?
Hannah, anything by Mr. Bublé. Lie back, close my eyes, and... Well, think of him, actually.
Yeah, you can imagine Michael Bublé has that effect on lots of ladies.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine... This song is on.
Oh.
And you're lying there on your chaise longue.
Bracing yourself.
Just by the window.
He's coming in, throwing off bits of clothes.
He's taking off his bow tie is now strewn across the floor, and he's marching up towards you. It's a big room, isn't it? Yeah.
Now you say you're lonely.
Right, I'm done. Get a cup of tea.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6.